following is an interview with Mary Catherine Willard by Flagey Nally for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. The name of this project is Prohibition in Nelson County. The interview was conducted in Bardstown, Nelson County, Kentucky, at 117 Broadway Avenue. West Broadway, on January 23rd, 1989.
Now let's see how that came through.
Okay. Mary Catherine, can you tell me how old were you and when Prohibition began in 1920?
I suppose I was six, which was very young, and I'm not sure that I remember a great deal about it. I remember hearing a lot about it.
Can you tell us some of the things that you heard and just remember as a very young child? Your first impressions when Prohibition happened in Nelson County.
Not really.
How did it affect you?
Not really.
It didn't affect you as a student?
No, I was a child.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure it didn't affect me then.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, as a teenager, and going to dances and all that, I can remember that we had nothing to drink. Oh, some of the boys did, but generally it wasn't accepted. You didn't have beer or anything else. So I remember that particularly. I remember that Prohibition, the era, was bad, economically bad.
Yeah.
Because in Bardstown there were two industries, farming and distilling. And when the distilling industry was gone, well, some of my brothers said we had the Depression before the Depression.
Okay.
And I think that was true.
Well, give us a background now of your family and how they were affected by Prohibition.
Well, as long as I can remember, my family were in the whiskey business. My dad was with Clear Springs for years when I was a child. He worked quite a long time with them.
Now tell us where Clear Springs was.
Clear Springs was out near Nazareth, on the other side of Nazareth. It was a small distillery, but I remember going out there. They had great, to me, they were huge warehouses. They aren't now, but they were then. And, I mean, later on I realized there was a great deal of difference between warehouses and warehouses, but they weren't that big, but they were pretty good size. And then, as I remember, that things were so very dead.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, of course, when much happened not a great deal happened any place, but this seemed less
mm-hmm.
here than it ever had been.
Just less money?
Mm-hmm. Less
and
money.
Less activity?
Less activity. Less, from other places. I mean, to compare it with other places, it just seemed to be just so terribly quiet.
Yes. Well, was the whole climate of the town just, did it seem depressed and desolate, or were people just still hopeful that things would return? How did you feel like the atmosphere was?
Actually, Prohibition didn't last forever, you know. We thought it did, but it didn't.
14 years.
And so I guess that there was always hope.
Mm-hmm.
My father never believed that it was the right thing to have, and he always thought it would be repealed. But he was one of few, I think, in this area.
He stayed hopeful.
Mm-hmm. But he was an optimist by nature, anyway.
Tell us your father's name.
Lambert Willett.
Lambert Willett, and your brothers also.
Were in the whiskey business later, most of them.
That was John.
Thompson, John. Norman was not. Thompson, John, Paul, particularly. And then the rest of them.
Charles?
Charles was later in the distributing business.
Robert?
He still is. Robert was not. Well, Robert was, yes. In a different capacity, John. He was a lawyer with the company. Bill was not. And Norman was not. Norman's an engineer, and Bill is an agriculture economist. Try that again, please. Let's see how it's coming through.
Mary Catherine, I'd like to ask you, if, of course, the distillery was closed during Prohibition, what then did your father turn to support this large family?
Farming, mainly, and he also, of course, invested in the market. He was finally, after years, just before the repeal, I think, or maybe it was right after, he was asked to rebuild the old Mike Sellier plant, which was later the Burnham Distillery.
Where was that located?
That's 17th and Breckenridge in Louisville. And Thompson and Paul also joined me down there. And then they decided that they wanted their own place and built the Rose Distilling Company.
And that is located?
Out on the Loretta Highway.
Highway 49, right outside of Fargetown.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened in the 30s, did it, Catherine?
Yes. And I was with the distillery, too.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I was officially the secretary. I always said I was the only one, that I was the only one available. The last one available for that particular thing. But I kept books, too.
So you were secretary for your entire family, your father and your brothers?
And for the company.
Uh-huh. Now, how did the company prosper? Did it grow well after this period? And did things start coming around after the repeal?
It did fine for a while, but I think that it was a small distillery. And it was just too, when the whiskey business finally again, generally, had trouble. And then we went out of business.
How long ago has that been, my dad?
I don't know exactly. In several years.
Mm-hmm.
And we did make good whiskey, guaranteed.
Always heard that. Always thought that.
Yes, it was excellent.
And what was the name of the product?
Old Bardstown. That was our main product. And I'm sorry it didn't continue, but perhaps it was best. At least right now it seems best.
Mm-hmm. Well, getting back to the days of the Prohibition, this illegal whiskey that was made, you know, the moonshine production, did you know or did you feel the impact of that at all, or were you too young?
I was too young.
Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of bootlegging going on.
I always heard. That's all hearsay. I don't know. I don't know, but I should think it would have happened.
Well, can you remember how the families here that were involved in distilling, as yours were, how did they, what type of lives did they have to carry on during the period when things got so desperate? The Beams, for instance.
I don't know. I really don't know. They existed anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose they must have had some investments, as most everybody does, eventually.
Well, did your father's company at that time make medicinal whiskey? Do you remember what happened to the whiskey in the warehouses during Prohibition?
I think they did. So
they did.
For medicine.
So they sold
but
it
I
to
I really
the government?
Don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well,
I was so young. I was just a child.
Do you remember how it influenced your brothers? You know, they were older people, and they were getting ready for their careers.
Well, it was out of the question, at least, for most of them were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
When they did grow up, then of course Dad was back in the business more, not himself, but he was working for the company. I think they were. That's when they did become interested, some of them particularly. And they wanted to have their own company.
And I remember also you put out a wonderful cookbook.
Yes, we did.
That is still a collector's item now among all people that mm-hmm. do cook with bourbons and understand that. That's some of the best recipes.
My sister did that. And of course she had mother, she's told the story many times. Mother was a sort of a cook that could take a pinch of this and a pinch of that. And so Pat took, she would do, take a pinch and Pat said, oh mother, put this in this piece of wax paper, I want to measure it. So she did that with certain recipes. Then we had, of course she collected them from other people, from friends and relatives. And favorite recipes that we knew about, and then others she changed herself or added to. And I was the official tester, I remember that.
Well, you all did a wonderful job, because it is. My brothers and up in the East still ask if they can get copies.
People still ask for that. Pat has thought about making another. I don't know whether she will or not.
It was called the Old Bardstown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we gave away all the copies. That might have been a mistake.
I think so. Because there's several of them still standing in line for them. Do you remember downtown Bardstown when this happened? You know, the main thoroughfare maybe was two blocks long. What happened to the old saloons? What happened to the little bars and taverns?
As far as I know, the saloons just disappeared. Mm-hmm. And as far as the bars and taverns, I never knew about those anymore.
The Talbot Tavern.
Talbot Tavern was always in existence, but it was a place to eat, as far as I knew. I don't know.
Well, could you tell, as a child, could you remember behavior patterns changing in the town? For instance, were there speeches from the pulpit about it? Do you recall
Not that
that
I
the
recall.
Priest or the clergy got into it? No.
No, I don't remember anything. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody else would, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. You just remember mostly the lack of activity and the lack of money.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing being generated.
As far as seeing somebody with too much to drink, you occasionally still do. You did that. And even during Prohibition, I was told that there were people who would drink anything with alcohol in it, and sometimes to their very, very bad detriment.
Did you know of any cases where people did die of drinking a moonshine potion that wasn't very safe?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I knew of one young man whose health was definitely, I was told he did.
Mm-hmm.
His health was definitely later on impaired. Bruce had a great future, if that was it. I don't know, because you never know. There's so many things that are not told really as they are.
Very true. Well, do you remember the law enforcement here? Do you remember the sheriffs? Are the people in charge, or the head of the police, are those that would have been legislating all this big turnover of activities?
I don't even know there was a great big turnover. Mm-hmm. See, I was just a child.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps there was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very much help about this, Flagey, because I don't remember. I was not very old.
Well, it's true. Of course, as a child, you only just see what the family is actually doing. And your father, as you say, went on. What were his products? I mean, what did he grow? Was it corn?
Well, he drew corn. He grew corn and feed for cattle, and he raised cattle. Aberdeen Angus, sometimes milk cows at first.
Well, he was a very diversified man that could turn.
And then he also gave a lot of his time to the city.
Well, he did. Was he on the city council?
Mm-hmm. He was on the city council. He loved that. He loved all that activity.
Were they burdened with this situation at the city council? They probably, that was a great problem to run.
Well, I'm sure they weren't, I'm sure they didn't have much money.
No taxes.
Well, things by the time Dad got back in it, in the council was more active. He was also back in the whiskey business, and distilleries, several of them were built around here.
Can you recall some of the distilleries in this area then?
You mean they were built after repeal?
Well, yes, before and after, yes.
Well, the only one I knew then, before, was, as I told you, I was just a child. I did know that Cheyenne, which was before that, was the old Wait a minute, when my dad was young, when I was growing up, I guess that was the Lancaster plant. And Mr. Lancaster, Sam Lancaster, was also a cousin of my grandfather's.
Uh-huh.
So, see, it was all in the family.
Yes.
And that was on Lovell Road. Do you remember that, the Cheyenne plant?
No.
Well, anyway, then they had the Tom Moore plants. Tom Moore was an uncle of my father's. And well, they were into it from different places.
Mm-hmm.
They were all little distilleries. Did you ever see that copy of the Standard years ago when all the distilleries were all over the country? Remember seeing that? I don't know how many distilleries were we supposed to have had then?
I'm not sure of the exact number. I know that in 1959 there were 19 here. And before Prohibition, I think there was something like 39.
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was made, they were all little places. And I don't imagine they warehoused very much. I don't know.
Small amounts.
I imagine small amounts. But it's just imagine maybe you know, because I don't remember. I didn't have anything to go on except that one article and some memories. I know all these people that were related to me had distilleries, but they were not big distilleries. They couldn't have been. And
they were lined up along the railroad, I understand.
A lot of them were, yeah.
And out toward Nazareth, mm-hmm. from Nazareth College.
Well, see, that was all the railroad. That's where the railroad was.
Yes.
So it must have been a different, it's a different life now, entirely different.
Yes.
I can't imagine that if we ever have a depression now in comparison to then, I think it would be a great deal worse. Because then people didn't have a whole lot. We didn't have all the modern conveniences. We had some of them, we're gradually getting in, but nothing like now.
What were some of the conveniences that we would call, in quote, modern, back in the late 20s?
Well, a lot of things, because the radio was just beginning then, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it?
I think so.
And the after that, of course, we had television, record players now. Refrigerators were just electric refrigerators. When was that turret refrigerator put out by GE, I think? That was a long time ago. That was when we had one of those years ago. And now they're so different and so much more modern, more things that you can do with them.
And you had a family car, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But nowadays they have the washing machine, but they had the old. The first one that we had was with a, what do you call those, pedal,
mm-hmm.
electric. That was the first one. And that now they can do everything with it. They just put the clothes in, that's the end of it.
That's right. But you're saying that people were more resourceful then.
Of course they were.
Because they had to be.
Yes. And I can go back further than that.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't even have any of this, they just have an ice box instead of a refrigerator.
Yes.
I can go back to... Too far. Let's see.
Well,
much too
you
far.
Remember then the combination of the early Prohibition years and then the Depression hit Prohibition too.
Right.
So it was
right.
a double impact.
Right. Right.
Even though, as you say, it was Depression here as soon as Prohibition hit
mm-hmm.
because of the
almost,
town.
Almost.
But can you remember the newspaper headlines or how things? It
mm,
just
yes.
was another blow.
Yes.
Who was president then? Was it Coop? No, it wasn't Coop.
It was Hoover.
Hoover, right.
But I don't think it was Hoover's fault. It's why this was like
this. It was just here.
Mm-hmm. I think it was just the things. And probably, well, it'd be something like that again, but I hope never like it was then. Because I just don't see how we could possibly take it. People are not used to doing without.
Mm-hmm.
And, the general majority of people are not.
That's true. We've just gotten dependent on
mm-hmm.
the life of
mm-hmm.
ease. Well, you wouldn't remember anything then about a black market or how things were working behind the scenes with...
No, I'm sure they did, but,
they did,
no,
but you wouldn't know that.
No, only by yourself.
Would you know anything about any arrests or any of that being made? You weren't into that either.
Mm-hmm.
What about the state of Kentucky? I guess you were probably too young for that too, but the state, of course, felt the impact.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's, I guess it's going to feel a terrific impact about the tobacco also now.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad we just have things that
are just not the best.
Mm-hmm.
But do you remember the people from Washington and Marion County and their problems? So did you have friends there and know what
they
were
also
subjected
had,
to the same?
They didn't have distilleries in Marion County, did they? Not
oh, yes.
Did they?
Yes, but not nearly the number of Nelson County. They did. That's where early times started.
Oh, surely they did, because again, Mr. Mattingly, his wife was my father's aunt. Bennett
Mattingly and Moore?
Yeah.
And who was that?
He went to Ben F. Mattingly. He went to Washington, to Marion County. They separated, and Uncle Tom kept the Moore distillery, and he had the Ben F. Mattingly distillery over in Marion County.
So really, there were relatives of yours on every hillside
mm-hmm.
in the distilling business.
Seems like it, doesn't it? You know, they were always nice people, too.
I know.
And the funny thing about it is that that strange thing about it, perhaps, is that to this, well, until very recently, my father, of course, my father's been dead quite a while now, but there always seemed to be a sort of a camaraderie among the distillery people. They'd know it, wherever they were, they always could get together magically. I don't know how they did it. But, and they were always such nice people.
So they weren't as competitive as they were friendly?
I guess they were competitive, but they were also friends. I think you can be both.
I think so, too.
At least that's the way I got it now, Fage.
Can you remember some of the other big distilling names other than your family?
Oh, of course, the Beams, the, there were a lot of them.
Browns.
I can't, you know, right now that doesn't come to me, but there were a lot of them, a lot of names, several names were outstanding. Moores, of course, but that again gets into my family.
Yes, they're all your relatives.
Yeah.
What about the financial institutions here, the banks? Do you have any recollection of how shaky they must have been or what happened to them?
No, I imagine they had a terrible time, but I don't know. Knowing what I know now, I imagine they did. Of course, it's all different now.
I know, and there was no declaring bankruptcy like there is today, was there? You know, when people really did get just to the end of their monies.
Again, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there had to be something like that, but...
Do you have any recollection of this medicinal whiskey and how it was dispensed? You know, when
by prescription, I suppose.
Yes. Do you remember the process of going to your doctor?
I didn't get it. I was too young. Now, Fage, that was all before my time, really.
Yes.
I'm sure I couldn't have gotten very interested in it at that age.
You were then at St. Joseph's. Grade school.
Grade school, and then high school, and then Bethlehem High School, Bethlehem Academy.
And then you went on to Nazareth
mm-hmm.
College, junior college,
mm-hmm.
and graduated there.
Yes. But see, that all happened, really, most of that was in that, actually, I think Daddy went back to the, went to the Brenham when I was at Nazareth in college. So almost all that
about
happened.
The Brenham. Is that the Brenham Forest that we speak of and people
the people
visit?
That owned the Brenham name, let me see, that was the Brenham, yes. The old Max Seliger plant was what it was called. But they called it the Brenham Distillery, and I think that was because of that family, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Isaac Brenham.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
And was that down close to Jim Beam?
No, that's in Louisville, 17th
in
Breckenridge.
I see.
My dad went back and forth every day for about a long, long time.
Well, now, what was the name of their product, Mary Catherine, that they put out?
I.W. Harper.
Mm-hmm. But still things.
Can't remember a few things.
Very good.
It's been a long time. All that's been a long time.
Do you remember your father discussing that product and how they shipped it or what they did to promote it and sell it? Do you remember any of that?
Well, they had a lot more money back of that company. It was a very fine product. It was made by, I think it was made possibly the same way we made our whiskey, with a, trying to think of the name of the still, the kind of still. Oh, I can't. Anyway, it made heavier whiskey. I could never see why they didn't make it, and if they wanted to dilute it with water, but they dilute it now and sell it diluted, you know,
right.
Less proof. I could never understand that quite.
This was all 100 proof?
This was all 100 proof.
Uh-huh.
We made 100 proof. They did the burn. I.W. Harper was always 100 proof. That's the way they advertised it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know whether that's, I doubt if it still remains that.
And I do. I don't know. I do know that it's one of the favorites in Japan now.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. Well, of course, you keep up with the whiskey business a lot better than I do now.
So you told me about the prominent citizens in Bardstown and Nelson County as much as you can remember.
Oh, Samuels was a prominent name in the story business.
Certainly.
But I almost forgot that.
And they weren't relatives.
No, they weren't relatives.
Well, now that was Mr. Taylor William Samuels and his son William Samuels.
T.W. Samuels. No, mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Leslie Samuels.
Leslie Samuels.
Was his was the present Samuels' father. Well, the present. Wait a minute. The present.
Bill Senior.
That's mm-hmm. right. And then Bill Junior, of course. So you get generations here mixed up, Flaget, if you aren't careful.
It's true.
T.W. Samuels, who's now Leslie Samuels' father. And Leslie Samuels was the man that I knew as a child. And then as I grew up, of course, the present Bill Samuels. And then I don't really know his son, but I know who he is.
They're the four mm-hmm. people involved.
I never knew the original T.W. If I did, I don't remember it.
And they were involved down in what we call Samuels
mm-hmm.
now.
They were. Mm-hmm.
And they worked there for years. And then the younger set took over the old distillery down now at Maker's Mark.
Well, now, wait a minute. Bill Samuels never worked at T.W. Samuels, I don't think.
Just Leslie.
I think it's Leslie, mm-hmm. and possibly his father, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, I don't remember him. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that Bill worked down there. He might have, but I don't think so. He may have. If he did, it was a very short while. And I think he was in college most of that time. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. I think he did work there.
Did he?
For a certain amount of time, not
mm-hmm.
not that long.
But
I know it was in the very early 50s that
mm-hmm.
he started Maker's Mark. Of course, that's been a very successful enterprise, too.
Mm-hmm. It has.
So really, the Willets, the Samuels, the Madigans, the Moores.
I met the wife.
The
I've met recently met the wife of the man that started did all that wonderful advertising for T.W. Samuels.
Who was that?
Mrs. Virginia Barker. He's dead, but she said he enjoyed that.
And he was the one that started the
did
image
all
that.
Mm-hmm. that
they began.
Mm-hmm.
I understand too that Mrs. Samuels had a whole lot to do with that little melting look on the top of the bottle, that wax look.
Oh, you mean the seal?
Mm-hmm. That was hers.
You mean, which Mrs. Samuels?
Mrs. Bill Samuels Sr.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Madison
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Well, did you ever know Mr. Getz?
No.
You never met him?
I think I was disabled or ill about the time he came to town. And I didn't get to meet a whole lot of people.
But in the 30s, you were moving around pretty briskly, and
mm-hmm.
you did meet all these people.
Yes, I met a great number of people, but I didn't. Let's see, I've been in for a while, I did.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't think I've been
us.
Very much help.
Oh, yes,
Flaget.
I do. You told us things we didn't know.
I can't imagine anything else.
And if you think of anything else, you can tell me and we'll come back and say more.
I think I could do it better the second time.
Oh, I think this is wonderful. I'm just pleased with this.
Let's see how it comes out for sure.
Well, Kevin, I just wanted to discuss one thing with you that we hadn't talked about before. It's the moderation of the people of that generation and how they did drink. You're speaking about family parties and good camaraderie among the distillers. Tell me how their habits were with the drinking.
Flaget, I cannot remember everything to be for sure, but I am reasonably positive, as I remember, that their drinking habits were very moderate. In fact, I can't remember anybody and maybe a drink at a dinner party. That was it. And they were just, it seems to me like right now, if they would, people would just be reasonable in drinking, in smoking, in anything, we'd have much better lives.
And all of this would not be a lost industry probably,
right,
if people could just take it for what it is.
I think some people need a drink occasionally.
Yes.
They need it as it makes them feel a little bit better. Makes them